Defenders of a free press are protesting another move by the Russian government. The arrest of the owner of Russia's main independent media company has provoked accusations that Moscow is trying to squelch government criticism. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore remarks on the difference between that move and one here in Washington.
We're beginning to learn what KGB alumnus Vladimir Putin meant about instituting a dictatorship of the law. He has talked about licensing newspapers. And yesterday, media tycoon Vladimir Grudzinski, whose television network has reported fearlessly on the war in Chechnya, was summoned to the prosecutor's office to be questioned about material seized in a police raid on his headquarters last month. There, without access to a lawyer or anyone reading him any rights, he was put under arrest and locked up in one of Moscow's less savory jails. Putin, traveling in Spain, said he was shocked and would look into it. Grudzinski has long been a thorn in the side of Putin and his predecessor, Boris Yeltsin. His Media Most organization was raided in the early 90s. Grudzinski recently said the Kremlin had offered him a multi-million-dollar bribe to support Putin's election campaign. He is a leader of the Russian Jewish community, whose chief rabbi the government has been trying to unseat. President Clinton, on his visit to Moscow, appeared on Grudzinski's radio station, perhaps as a token of support. Russia has a way to go in learning to live with an unfettered press. But maybe so does America. Every so often, our government takes some drastic action trying to stop leaks. President Nixon had his plumbers unit. In 1986, CIA Director William Casey threatened the Washington Post with prosecution under the Espionage Act if it published some secret information. In 1976, the Justice Department considered prosecuting me for espionage for publishing classified information and desisted when the CIA said it could not declassify the documents needed for trial. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee is sponsoring legislation that would make it a crime for an official to pass on classified information. Chairman Richard Selby says it applies to officials, not to the press. So, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that so much information is classified that it is almost impossible to discuss a matter of public concern without wittingly or unwittingly crossing some secrecy line. If that is a crime, then the journalist becomes witness to the crime and could be asked on penalty of prison for contempt to name the source of that information. But this is America, not Russia. And here, Attorney General Janet Reno is opposing the Shelby bill, saying that's not the best way to plug leaks. This is Daniel Shore.
The arrest of Vladimir Grudzinski has created unity between an unusual group of allies, Russia's billionaires. 17 of the country's top businessmen, known as the oligarchs, have written a joint letter to the Russian prosecutor general demanding Grudzinski's release. Until yesterday, the letter states, "We believe we lived in a democratic country. Today we have serious doubts." The letter contends there's no reason for Grudzinski to be jailed while he's being investigated for embezzlement. The Kremlin says Grudzinski is suspected of taking part in the theft of $10 million in state money from a privatization deal. Grudzinski's company denies the allegation.